Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
All right, guys, before we get into it, we got to talk to you about our show coming up this week. The stand-up showdown we have filmed live at Corduroy's. What do you think about it?
I'm really excited about the stand-up showdown. It's our second annual competition that we do, and it is over 3 weeks, so it's three rounds. It's going to be three Fridays in a row. It's filmed live at Corduroy's, and I don't know, I'm pretty stoked. Last year, somebody walked away with a lot of cash.
How much cash?
Over $1,000.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wait, who decides the winner? That's interesting.
So the live audience is going to decide the winner.
Wow.
They are going to have access to like this voting app on their phone, Slido. And we turn on the votes immediately after people face off. And then they vote. And then it's exciting.
There you go. If I wanted to get tickets for that, where can I go?
You can only find them at tailwhip.multipass.com. Multipass is the only place that we have our tickets for sale. They take the chaos out of ticketing. So thank you, Multipass, for making it easier on us and easier for our audience.
All right. Our Florida audience, we'll see you on Friday.
August 29th. We're getting it started. Round one. I'm so excited.
There we go. All right. Let's get into the episode. Hey, guys. Welcome in. See you later podcast. Tail Up Comedy. First episode. This is exciting. We're doing this.
Do you feel excited?
I feel excited. This is a brand new studio, and it's great, and I'm proud of it.
What are you most proud of in the studio?
What I'm most proud of is the Scrabble board or the fish behind you, I think.
I like the Scrabble board because when we posted it, somebody asked if the photo we took of it was AI, which makes me feel like we either did a really good job or a really bad job with it.
That's a new gen compliment, right?
I think so.
Yeah. That's pretty good. What's your favorite word up there?
Personally, I think I'm going to go with maybe barthed.
Barthed.
Oh, yeah. I like that one. I like tooted.
Tooted is good.
What's yours?
I don't know if they can see it, so I'm going to read off a few. Gert. Gert, larf, crinkus.
Mm.
Cargoyle. Cargoyle has to be my favorite, I think. All right. Doesn't matter.
Okay. Perfect. And take your Cargoyle to our upcoming shows. The only place that you can get your tickets is through multipass.com. They're our exclusive ticketing platform, and they take the chaos out of ticketing.
Great.
Yeah.
We love them.
It's a modern platform. Check them out.
Good.
Yeah. Do you think you want to, you know, like we posted asking people if they had questions, they're written down for you.
Oh, yeah.
You can check them out if you want to check them out.
Read some questions. All right. Quay asked, why is a hot dog named hot dog?
Why is it? That's, you go first.
Knee jerk, I'm going to say the temperature.
I had a lot of frozen hot dogs as a kid, so I.
What do you mean?
What do you mean? What do I mean?
You ate them on purpose?
Yeah, that was something like, it was like a treat. I'd go to my Aunt Stella's house and what?
Are you clip farming right now? This is crazy.
No. You've never had a like
frozen hot dog?
Yeah, and it's like, it doesn't freeze all the way through. And when you bite it, it's like got a very interesting texture and it's like salty, but kind of, Okay. It's like people do like pickle pops and things like that. You don't.
All right.
I don't see any different than that. Shout out Aunt Stella for freezing those hot dogs for us.
Okay.
Damn.
I don't know. Lock her up, maybe. I'm going to go. Okay. Hot dogs are named hot dog. First of all, because of the temperature. Second of all, because of the ambiguous meat choice. Could be some dog in there. We don't know.
That's awful. All
right.
No. I think it's probably because the dachshund Wiener dog is probably the sexiest dog. And I think it's supposed to look like a dachshund between two like pieces of bread. And so that's a
I cannot
hot dog.
Argue with that. I can't argue with that at all.
I don't think you can, because those are like every time you send me a clip of an animal, it's a wiener dog yep. doing something.
Yep. They should. I'm sure they do make the bun costumes, right? For the dogs, like a Halloween
oh,
costume.
Oh, yeah. How have you not stumbled across that?
I don't know. I thought I had an original idea.
Nope. Not at all. That is like the least original.
Yeah. All right. You want another one?
Question? Go ahead. Go ahead.
Bleeb asked.
Bleeb.
Krinkus asked. Bleeb asked, if you could do any job that you're not currently trained for, what would it be?
Okay. Go ahead.
This one. No one trains you for this, right? I wasn't trained for it.
No.
Nope. But I'm happy to be here.
You're happy to be here?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. I want to say boy cop.
Boy cop.
Yeah. Like, I know I couldn't, like, Murph somebody out of a building currently.
Murph them? Like.
Yeah, like 9/11 yeah. saved them from. Is that not the Murph?
I think Murph was the lone survivor.
Hey, Cam, check that out. I don't believe him.
From the movie with Mark Wahlberg. Well, it's a real guy. And they do that. You're talking about like the CrossFit exercises that they do to honor him.
Yeah, I thought you do the Murph to honor.
Right, but it's not 9/11.
I am almost positive the whole thing was like, because why would there be stairs in the Murph?
The stairs are not in the Murph.
The stairs are definitely in the Murph.
No, the Cam, Murph is like multiple
Cam,
push-ups, multiple
Cam,
sit-ups and pull-ups and stuff.
Cameron.
He's looking it up.
Please, for the love of God.
People do dress up in like the, not dress up, I shouldn't say that.
Why would they dress up?
No, people, for the 9/11 thing, they put on like fire equipment and like tanks and stuff. And they do the 9/11 memorial workout.
I don't think
but
that's just
Murph
like guys
on the Murph is a
CrossFit
workout consisting of a 1 mile run, 100 pull-ups, 200 push-ups, 300 squats, and then another 1 mile run in a weighted vest.
Okay, but that doesn't answer our question. Can you please go and type in 9/11 after this?
It's not
9/11. Or say, who is Murph? Who is the Murph challenge?
He's the lone survivor guy. He's
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Why the fuck would
I
thought
you... Is Murph Mark Wahlberg or is it one of the guys that died?
Different question. Can you do mine first, please, Cameron?
Who's the Murph workout for? Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I don't want to be wrong.
Michael Murphy, killed in action in Afghanistan, posthumously awarded the Medal of Honor.
So he, fuck. I think you could tie it to 9/11, though, because we wouldn't have been in that country if...
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner. So you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
George Bush didn't do 9/11.
That's a bold stance you're taking publicly on live on air.
Sorry.
Are you going to get assassinated now, you think?
I don't think I'm famous enough, important enough, anything enough to be assassinated. I think I might get killed, but not.
What if it wasn't Bush who did 9/11? What if it was a Bush who did 9/11?
A Bush? Like Jeb?
Like an assembly of leaves.
I hate that. Is that what you thought the first time you heard Bush did 9/11? You were like.
Where was Michael Murphy on 9/11? He was in Bud's training. Nowhere near the events.
Bud's training?
Yeah.
Basic underwater.
Yeah. Yep.
Sick. Shout out Murph. Sorry you died.
Moving on. Moving on. You think Murph would have, never mind.
Go ahead. No, I
wouldn't. Think you would have liked this podcast?
No.
I don't think so either. All right. Polly asked, what's the worst response you've ever gotten to a joke on stage?
Ooh.
You want to go first on that?
No, I want to say what the worst response that you got to a joke on stage is. But I want to let you do it because it's your experience and maybe you
it's
think...
It's not the one that you think it's going to be, I think.
Oh, really?
Yeah. What
go
do you
ahead.
Think it's going to be?
No, I don't. I want to say mine after if it's okay. not. if it's not.
The worst response I ever got to... Oh, does it have to be a joke, or can it just be like the whole set? Because the worst response to...
No, wait, what was the question?
All right, fine. The worst response to a joke I've ever had is when I make a joke about how, like, dolphins, like, rape people. And, like, that's like...
Which they do. We looked it up.
And I don't explain that they do it. I just, like, make a joke about it. And after I said, you know, dolphins, the lady in the audience in the second row goes, "What?" And no one laughed. No one did anything.
That was the one I was going to say.
I said, "I'm sorry." And left.
I liked how quiet the entire room was, and all you could hear after it was the woman going, "What?"
What? Yeah, that one hurts me a little bit.
Do you think about it a lot?
I do. Well, the issue is that a lot of people know that fact about dolphins, right?
Okay.
And what are the odds that a room full of 50 people doesn't know it, you know?
I mean, I don't think everybody knows that fact.
Right, but I think the majority of Americans know it. And so the statistical anomaly that is getting 50 people in a room that don't know it, it's unlucky.
It's unlucky-ish.
Yeah.
I've seen that joke work a lot of times, though, so I hope you don't take it out of your...
No, I won't. I started explaining the dolphin thing earlier, just in case, like as insurance.
Okay.
That's my...
Maybe chance. It was just an Orlando thing. No?
Yeah. Orlando people are simple, I think.
That's not fair at all. You're from the panhandle. The simplest of...
I don't know. Orlando people, we got beef.
You have beef? No, you don't.
I have beef with all of Orlando.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do.
No, he doesn't.
I do. If you're listening right now, you and you're from Orlando, stop listening. Don't want to talk to you.
I actually want to step in and say he's lying, and we do love people from Orlando.
All 334,000 of you, do better.
That includes Preston. You love Preston Canavan.
I do love Preston Canavan. Preston Canavan.
Issue a public apology to Preston.
All right. 334,500. What was it? 60? 560?
So you're just subtracting.
Minus one. You know, Preston Canavan. Great guy.
I like Orlando. They were pretty good to us.
Yeah, they were. Except for the, I don't know, that lady. Well, another lady at another show in Orlando called out the punchline to one of my jokes. And I didn't like her either. And that's why I'm generalizing those people.
Wasn't it the exact same joke?
Mm-mm.
No?
No.
Damn. All right.
No, different joke. Different show.
Okay, got you. I feel like the worst response to a joke I've ever gotten is telling a joke about Boy Scouts, which... I don't know how you feel about the Boy Scouts, but I have pretty strong feelings about the Boy Scouts.
Yeah.
Not great ones. And I told a joke about it. And about a year and a half later, a man on the street when I was passing out flyers. Do you remember this?
I remember the story, yeah.
To people to come to a show, he said he recognized me and he thought that my joke about Boy Scouts was disrespectful and that they're not all pedophiles. Which is not even the joke I told.
No,
but that's
not.
So he kind of incriminated himself.
Yeah. Well, the important thing about the rose to that thorn would be a guy recognized you on the street for your work.
Yeah, but he was angry.
Don't matter. Any press is good press or something like
that. I've never had somebody on the street be like, "Hey, you're a good guy." Really like it's always like, "Hey, are you that bitch that said that thing I didn't like?"
What accent is that?
Like street accent. What do you mean? What?
Street accent.
Like when men talk to you on the street,
yeah.
Doesn't it always sort of vaguely sound like they might be from Boston, they might be from New York, but they're like definitely
from
dirty?
The street, yeah. Men don't talk to me on the street. I think it's because they see me as not their peer.
What does that mean? What does that mean?
Like they look at me like I'm a little boy to them. You know what I mean?
Is that maybe how you feel?
Well, I don't know.
Do you feel like a little boy?
I don't want to talk about this anymore.
I do.
You know, you ever meet a cool guy and like with like your group of friends and he daps up all your friends and then he says, "What's up, buddy?" to you. I don't know, maybe just me.
You don't like Buddy.
I don't like Buddy if it's exclusive to me. Like if it's.
Do you like Chief or Boss?
I do like Chief and Boss.
But Buddy feels like.
Buddy when it's everyone else is not Buddy, but you're Buddy. It's like, whoa, why am I Buddy?
Are they like Boss, Chief, Buddy?
Yeah.
To you?
Yeah.
That's on you then.
Yeah. It's like Duck, Duck, Goose. So when he calls me Buddy, I'd have to like run around in a circle.
What do you look like when they say this to you though? Do you look like when, like, I'm so sorry, I have to bring this up. Do you remember your body language when you went to that like pickup softball game and they were like yes. picking people? Do you remember?
It's somehow I was like this.
You were like stooped. You kind of looked like a Hunchback of Notre Dame, but like with sneakers on, and it was
yeah.
I think I shouted. I was like, last. Stand up straight.
I got picked last, and they didn't even say like.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Okay, you. They said, like, all right. And then it was just, like, assumed that I knew that I was on that team. You know what I mean?
Was it? Or did you, like, awkwardly be like, which one am I on?
No, no. I got to like, the guy's turn, buddy. And they were like, ah, yeah. I wish they would have just been like, and you know?
Aw.
But.
How did it go? Didn't you? You went back.
I went back, yeah.
How did it go the second time?
I got picked last again. Which is weird because I did pretty good, I think, the first time. And then the second time I hit that double, remember?
I do.
So.
I don't.
You think that they would, like. They're like, oh, he hit that double, you know?
Yeah.
But they didn't. So, and then they called me Buddy a lot. I don't know.
They were like mostly cops, though, right?
They were mostly cops.
That's like
cops.
A cop word where they'll be like, hey, buddy, quit. Yeah. Sorry, I did the street thing again. But they're on the street a lot, they you are. Know? And they'll, don't you feel like cops?
Yeah, they do Buddy a lot.
I think that, and they do man. They'll be, hey, man.
Mm.
Which... I like that one.
They have to. I guess. I think it's habit because in their job, don't they do like a lot of sirs and ma'ams, you know?
Not modern day ones. The no. new Gen Z cops, they just like, ha ha, you're under, you know, like I hate that.
We got to take you out of here. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you feel like, sorry, I'm stuck on this. I'm thinking a lot more about it and maybe trying to see it from the perspective of the lady who said what to your dolphin joke.
Yeah.
Is it rape if dolphins don't understand consent?
Yes.
Fair. You heard it here first.
That's not a very good defense, I think, for that.
I'm sorry I asked that. Yeah. I just was thinking maybe she was like, I could picture, it's Orlando. She could have worked at like, isn't right. SeaWorld or something there?
SeaWorld.
She was probably like, don't talk about him like that.
Yeah. Well, remember that one chick who fell in love with a dolphin? Is that what you're talking about?
No. What are you talking about?
Oh, no. Cameron's already pulling it up. I think an aquarium worker or a SeaWorld chick or like a researcher, scientist, aquarium something lady fully fell in love with a dolphin.
Cameron, is this real? I never know with him because sometimes he'd just be
real.
Saying stuff.
It's real. But like according to the other scientists, I think they were all like, yeah, the dolphin's in love with her too. You know? It was something like that. Margaret.
Not a Wikipedia page. I thought you were just going to Google it. Wait. Cameron.
Okay, Margaret.
Scott, why do you know this, first of all?
I don't know how
to
pronounce that name.
Wait, go back up.
Because I'm a simpleton?
Yes, you do. It's too...
Is it Margaret Howe?
That's the part you're struggling with?
Yeah, that's Margaret... love it.
Stop. Margaret Howe, love it.
Yeah. I don't know. Don't throw the E on there. It feels confusing. I don't want to call her ho.
Howe?
Ho?
Why would it be ho?
Because when you add an E to the end of the word, the O becomes long. What are we talking about here?
I don't understand it. Okay. Wait, Cameron, did you know this too and you just knew where to look?
Okay. You knew this.
Frequently had sexual urges which disrupted his lessons. Wait, is Peter the dolphin?
Peter's the dolphin.
Why would they name
dolphin.
The fucking dolphin Peter?
Cause
taking Peter to a downstairs pool with two female dolphins proved to be a logistical issue for Lovett. Relieved Peter's urges herself. I got it. Can we switch something? Like, I don't actually.
Okay, so just to summarize, did they eventually fall in love? Whatever. It doesn't matter. I think they did. But it sounds like at first for her, it was kind of just like to help her buddy out to keep doing his like lessons. And I think she just ended up liking it.
You say it like it's supposed to be a normal thing. I can't imagine being somewhere with my buddy who has a job to do and being and he's like, God, I'm horny. I'm like, all right, let's glurk one out real quick and then get back to business.
I think there was a documentary, a true crime documentary where that happened. There's this one dude who ended up like being the killer or something maybe. And he was so charismatic, he talked his buddy into jerking him off.
Why do you... Cameron, don't Google that. Don't Google that.
That one could be completely false, but I remember that somewhere.
Our IP address is going to get flagged. Okay. Don't pull it up, please, for the fucking grimacing love of... Stop! Why is he laughing? Pornhub doesn't... I thought you couldn't even do that in Florida.
Don't tell me you didn't Google guy talks another guy into jerking himself. Whatever.
Cameron?
All right.
No, don't pull it over.
See if it's real. For me. All right, let's change topics.
What do you got going on?
I can't stop thinking about the dolphin.
Okay, be done with it. Okay, how do you change?
We just got back from a trip today.
Oh yeah,
isn't that fun?
It was a long trip.
Yep, we went to New York for 5 days.
Yeah, what was your favorite thing that we did in New York?
When I go to New York, I like to walk around real slow with my headphones in and pretend like I live there. And I make fun of the tourists in my mind. I go, you fucking, this is the subway. You don't even know how it works. I do that in my mind.
I did not like walking around with you. First of all, you did not walk around with headphones in.
But I wanted to.
But every time we would get outside, he'd go, you know, we just like run this city, don't we?
We did for those 5 days. NYC was my shit, dude.
No, I was lost the whole time. I was having petite anxiety attacks every 5 minutes. Yep. Not big ones, small ones. Yep. Scott, on the other hand,
she's like a tourist, and like I'm a local, and it's like this is like my city, and like it's like I run this city is really what it's about.
And that's I don't like that. No.
We went to the New York Comedy Club.
We did go to the New York Comedy Club.
You did a set there. That was cool.
That was cool.
Yep.
That was exciting. Getting to see another scene.
Yep.
Everybody's a little bit the same, though, which is interesting, you know?
You mean like comedians everywhere are the same as each other?
I don't know. And I feel like maybe that's not fair.
No, I mean.
But I feel like you see like a lot of the same like...
Archetypes.
Yeah. It's pretty interesting.
What's interesting to me about the people in New York that were doing comedy that said they were born and raised there is that they didn't have New York accents. And so it made me feel like they were tourists and like I'm the local. And it's like, they don't run the city. I run this city.
He's not going to stop.
For real though. No one had an accent.
You don't think so?
Mm-mm.
I thought they all did.
Really? Okay. Well, maybe I just don't hear it anymore. Cause like,
go ahead, get it out.
Cause I was there for so long. And like, it's like, I run that city, but like,
I want to say something, too, about this little bit that you do so much. You did the same thing in Orlando, and then you just started this by...
Well, the thing is that I run that city, too.
No!
Yeah. New York was good.
Yeah.
We saw Moulin Rouge.
We did see Moulin Rouge. I was very confused for the first 35 minutes.
We probably need to watch that movie, though, don't we?
Yeah, maybe.
Cameron's vigorously shaking his head, or like nodding his head. You think we need to watch it, or you nod at something else?
Is there as much singing in it as... I mean, I knew going to Broadway, it would be singing. I don't love movies with singing, unless it's School of Rock. That's the only one. Yeah. You know how I feel about that.
Yeah. It was good. I didn't know... So if you don't know, which I didn't know, Moulin Rouge is... It takes place in like... 1800s,
I'm so,
maybe?
I gotta ask, Cameron, did you, is this the, okay, fuck, I thought you were about to pull up the Pornhub thing just as a surprise.
Yeah, so Moulin Rouge, it takes place in like the 1800s, when is it?
1889.
And it's in France, but they sing songs that already exist, like they didn't write their own.
What did that lady catch? Can we?
She caught
that was really you just kept saying she's got TB, huh?
She does have TB. Spoiler alert from Moulin Rouge.
I thought it was going to be like a sexually transmitted disease, which I'm not saying you can't catch TB during sex. If somebody coughs on you during missionary.
TB. Death. They call it consumption. There were so many names for TB in so many different like societies. That like
look, oh, you're right.
Look up different ways you can say tuberculosis, like different names for TB. They called it
different net. I'm done.
They called it consumption. I think there's a few more. Just do TB.
Mycobacterium tuberculosis infection, MTBI.
Okay, I guess terrible nickname. That many.
White plague.
How would you pronounce the one under white plague?
Phthisis. Yes. There's not enough vowels in that one. P H T H I S I S. I don't like the ISIS part. Why?
Yeah, I guess not.
I don't like white plague either.
White plague. That's how you get TB, is the white plague.
I feel like where you're from is the white plague.
Yeah, that's probably true. Anything else? Anything else from New York that you liked? Didn't like? I got one. I'm going to cut you off.
Okay, go ahead.
We were at the hotel last night in Atlanta, and I flushed the toilet, and it had, like, recoil on it. Like, it said, I flushed, and it goes, boof! You know what I mean? And I like it because it's, like, I think sometimes when you flush a toilet and there's, like, water peters out, you feel still unsure about what's going on.
Are you talking about in New York or when we were in Atlanta last night?
Last night in Atlanta.
He made us volunteer to not go on our flight so that we could stay.
Are we done talking about the toilet thing?
I'm so sorry. The whole place.
When it's crisp and it shoots water, it's way better. And I liked it.
That hotel was a little yucky.
But their toilets were phenomenal.
It's awful. Do you think it was worth it, that deal? Also, it was like mad confusing.
Okay, so the deal was, we were on our flight from Atlanta to Gainesville. So our second flight of the day coming home from New York.
Uh-huh.
And it was overbooked and they asked for volunteers.
Like really overbooked.
Yeah, there was
like 40 people standing around.
And their first offer was $700. And by the time we were like talking about it, because we liked $700, that's a great deal. You know what I mean? They're giving you $700.
Well, I had a lot of questions. I was like, is it cash? Right.
She was talking to me about it and we were deciding. And by the time it took us to decide yes, they had bumped it up to $800. So we got a hotel in Atlanta for the night, got the next flight out in the morning for Gainesville, and we got $800 each.
And like food and.
Yeah, there was some food stuff in there too.
I mean, they covered meals, they covered.
But we didn't end up using it.
We just didn't do it right.
We did not do it right. What was $24? We went to TGI Fridays. Dude.
We got fucked on by TGI Fridays.
$400. It was like $30 for a burger. It was insane. And so we had $12. I had a $12 meal voucher. She had a $12 meal voucher. I get potato skins and I get.
He had three different forms of potato in the span of 30 minutes. And then did the belly. Wait, what?
Four if you count the vodka.
That is true. Do you think it was potato vodka?
Probably. Right? That's what vodka is, right?
I thought you could also make it out of wheat. Cameron?
What's Tito's made out of? Yeah, I had a Long Island iced tea.
Ooh, I have a Tito's fact you just made me think of.
What is it?
The guy who created it and runs that business, his last name is Beverage. Isn't that funny?
That's insane.
It is insane. Maybe not as interesting as I thought. It's corn!
Aww.
Wait, can you make it out of wheat?
Mm.
Yeah, is it like potato, wheat, corn?
It sounds like you can make it out of anything. I thought vodka was potatoes.
Poor Cam.
You're kind of clutching up right now. You're doing a really good job back there.
Wheat, rye, barley, corn, rice, potatoes, grapes. It says it also can be made potatoes, grapes, sugar beets, quinoa.
Okay, so it sounds like
anything. If somebody gave me quinoa vodka, I'd...
Sounds like anything.
Slash their Subaru's tires.
Huh.
Hmm. Sorry. But yeah, no, you had way too many forms of potato in the span of a half hour, and you looked really, really uncomfortable in the Uber to the hotel.
I was about to throw up. Yeah.
I know that he was about to throw up because he did the thing he likes to do where he goes, I'm about to throw up. And then he just goes for like the next however
long. It makes me feel better.
How does that make you feel better?
It makes me feel validated.
By yourself?
Same way the toilet made me feel validated when it fucking zipped. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Had some recoil on it. That's awful. I just want to be heard and I want to be seen and I want it. I want to feel justified that I'm doing the right thing.
All right, buddy. Just kidding. I'm so sorry.
I'm breaking up with you.
Sick.
All right. Figure
Wait.
Something out. I was talking about the toilet. But
no, you were asking me what my favorite things about New York were.
Yeah. Yeah. You have more?
I thought it was funny when your dad wanted to point out a couple different times that McSorley's did not allow women in it for a really long time. Like 1970, I think he said.
Yeah, I think that's when they... So McSorley's is like 1860-something, maybe. Old bar. And they never let women in until 1970.
McSorley's is really interesting.
I like it.
I wonder how it, like... I mean, it...
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
I guess it's just like a tourist attraction, and because people are like, do you want light a dock? Like, that's all they ask you when you come in.
Right.
And like, I feel bad for the lady who asked for wine and they just said, light a dock.
And they did have New York accents.
They do it good?
Yeah, because they had to. You have to do that, you know?
Man.
My favorite part of McSorley's is, so what happens is they have light and dark beer, and that's it. And they put them in like the old school fucking
mugs.
And when you order one, they give you two mugs of the beer that you ordered. And so they bring
to be fair, they're like thimble sized.
Yeah, they're a little smaller. So you're pretty much getting 12 ounces of beer, but it's two of them, which feels cooler. And they grab all the mugs for the table.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll end up being like 10 beers, and they walk to you very slowly and they get to your table and then they accelerate downwards on purpose to like spill some out like it's a Sam Adams commercial. That's my favorite part.
I didn't like that part because the guy came over, did that, and like glurked a bunch of McSorley's light beer on me. And he goes, sorry about that. You need something to dry off. And it wasn't like a dabble of beer that fell on me. It was like half of a beer on my cooter. And I did not like that.
But I watched a dude accelerate downwards. Like it wasn't an accident. Like it's
you think
like,
he just was
I think
pissed?
It's part of the training, honestly.
Just act like a dick and tell everybody.
No, not spill it on people. To slam it on the table, have some spill out onto the table. Because the tables are like, it's like old wood where it's like warped and shit from all the beer soaked in. I like it. It makes me feel like how bars are supposed to feel. You know?
Mm-hmm.
I don't like when you go to a bar and it's like half-assed.
Did you like the Oscar Wilde that we went into? That was like the trippy Alice in Wonderland place.
Oscar Wilde was cool. That is... I like a theme. I like a theme in a bar. It's like,
Had a bar and you had to theme it.
Space. I'm doing a spaceship. I'm gonna have a screen, and then the wall is gonna be in front of the screen, and there's gonna be like a little window cutouts, and you can look out into space,
like portholes.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Nice.
Yeah.
What? Tell us like some of the drinks that you'd have available.
I would.
Like,
have...
what would your cocktail list be? Like, obviously, you'd have a Cosmo.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I gave you one. That's a softball. Come on.
I would do space juice. And space juice would be, are you looking up sci-fi cocktails? Space margarita. Space margarita. What makes a space margarita?
It just, why aren't there cute names?
Space beer. I don't know. It has to be like neon colored stuff though, right?
Like when we went to the, what was that place called in Disney World?
Oh yeah, yeah. The cantina in Disney World. The Star Wars cantina.
Isn't that space themed?
Yeah. Well, it's on the planet, so it's not like in space.
What planet?
Tatooine. Or no, it's Jakku. J-A-K-K-U.
Mm. Poor Cameron is like typing away. Fact check. We need a fact check.
Jakku is just Tatooine 2. You ever think about that? You ever seen those movies?
Which one?
In Star Wars 4, they're on Tatooine, right?
Sure.
With Luke.
Yep.
It's the desert one with the two sons.
Mm-hmm.
And on 7, the new protagonist, Rey, is on another desert planet. And they just called it Jakku.
Sick.
I don't know. You tell me.
You tell me.
That's riveting.
Are you comfy?
I am comfy.
Okay.
Are you comfy?
Maybe we'll have to do... it just looks comfier than mine.
Do you want to switch?
Maybe one day.
Okay.
Where'd you get that?
I got this at Corduroy's. Corduroy's beanbags.
There's a bed inside.
I'm going to take that again. Corduroy's beanbags.
You like the term? No, you sound like Morgan Freeman. I'm just wondering what kind of chair you're sitting on because I don't feel as comfy as you look.
No, it's a great thing they've gifted us. Super comfy. You know who loves this chair is our dogs.
Maybe.
Yeah.
And Otis.
Mm-hmm.
I miss them.
I think they like the chair more than I do, honestly. They'll cuddle up and whatever.
I just remembered that we did not. So we're picking them up from the groomers here in just a second.
Mm-hmm.
I did not tell them to cut a mullet. Do you think they got rid of his mullet?
I think you did. Or do you think they stopped asking us what kind of haircut you want because we panic every time they ask us that?
I don't. They do. They ask. They're like, do you want to do the standard schnauzer AKC cut? I'm like,
no,
yeah,
they don't
let
even
me
ask. They give you a piece of paper and it's like, write down what haircut you want. How do you describe? I don't
right,
know.
I know two haircut names, Bob and Mullet. And I knew Otis couldn't get a Bob.
I went to high school with a dude named Bob and a dude named Mullet.
Did you actually?
No, but I'm sticking on theme with the... I was doing improv there. Sticking on theme with the...
You okay?
That's how I feel when they ask me what kind of haircut the dogs want. Panic.
You just start thinking about guys that didn't exist in your high school.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you go to high school with anybody who had a really cool nickname that you were like, damn, I wish I had a nickname?
I always wanted a nickname. I don't know anyone who had. Oh, yes. The dudes, I knew a dude named Spoon.
Spoon?
Mm-hmm. Because his last name sounded similar to it. I'm not going to say it, but yeah. He went by Spoon. Teachers called him Spoon and everything. It was pretty cool.
That's sick.
I've always wanted a cool nickname, you know?
I knew a guy who knew a guy. That doesn't even sound interesting. I should have just said I knew a guy.
Yeah.
His nickname was Meat. I liked that one.
How did he get that one?
Because he was just a block of meat. You know what I mean? He was like a hoss. What?
Was he cute?
I knew a guy that knew the guy. Because I had the same question. Why would they call him Meat? And they just said like he was just a big bag of human football mass.
Yeah.
All right. I knew another guy named Rooster. Wait, sorry. What were you
saying? I think I would have called him Brick.
Brick?
Brick is a cool... You remember that... what's that show? The sitcom with the little kid named Brick? That he's, like, really annoying. He's, like, the Dewey of that show. Like, Dewey from Malcolm in the Middle. But
isn't it called The Middle? Or no?
Is it called The Middle?
Maybe I'm wrong.
And they have their own Dewey? Dude, fuck.
The Middle! It is!
Brick is my favorite. People hate that dude. I'll see, like, clips of him in...
What?
Those clips of him on
Brick
TikTok.
Heck.
Yeah. And the comments will be the most brutal thing you've ever heard of.
Give us a sample.
It's like, fucking kill yourself, you know?
Oh,
like,
that's awful.
It's like, show me the episode where Brick dies.
Brick dies in the show?
No, but they're hating on him, and I kind of like him. I don't know.
You like the comments?
No, I like the character. I think he's kind of cute and funny.
Cute and funny.
I don't like Dewey, but I do like Brick.
You don't like Dewey and Malcolm in the Middle?
No.
He's so funny.
He causes a lot of issues. We were watching Malcolm in the Middle the other day where they're at the NASCAR track.
Yeah.
And they go, They go, keep an eye on Dewey. He's going to get lost. And they turn around and they start arguing. And they're like, he's not going to get lost. Look. And they look back and then Dewey's gone. Do you remember that part?
I do.
Do you like it when I just describe scenes from TV shows?
Yeah, do another one. But like a really random one. Not the same one we just were talking about.
All right, there's an episode of Big Bang Theory.
Okay, I was just kidding. Please don't do it. Did you actually have one on deck?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
There was an episode of Big Bang Theory where one of the characters builds a device that you can kiss someone long distance. It's a robot that mimics mouth muscles, and you kiss it, and your inputs go to the other one. And so they kiss.
I feel like this is a real thing I saw for like a targeted ad. Is it real? Maybe not the kissing thing, but it was like you could like hump a pillow and then you're...
A little trans.
Yeah. And it's like your partner's humping its pillow right now. Hump back if you love them.
I feel like there's a way to get around that. You know what I mean? I feel like it's like when you do like phone sex with a girl and you're like, are you doing it? And she just says yes. It's like you could really like fake it. You know what I mean? Where like you could like put something... You know what I mean? Where it's like...
What do you mean, are you doing it? You're going to know if she's doing the phone stuff with you, right? Oh, never mind. I'm following now. Forget that.
And so, like, I could see, like, maybe a not enthused couple where they're both, like, I don't know, doing whatever input they need to be doing, but, like, lazily. You know what I mean?
Oh, 100%. I think I would do it none times enthusiastically. I would, especially if I was, like, if my part, what do you mean? Why are you laughing?
You want to be enthusiastic?
No. I mean, there's no way that I'm going to, like, get a pillow to, you know, okay, and then be like, I really got to put on a show so they know that I, you know what I mean? Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. I think it's like, damn, we could just like live closer.
Right. Okay.
Also,
what if you fell in love with a dolphin?
I wouldn't. Okay. Too slippery.
All right, go ahead. You were about to say something. I cut you off.
I was still thinking about I hate the what can we do to stay closer while long distance stuff?
Move. Yeah.
Don't be far apart.
Yep.
I don't know.
What's the longest distance that you would do with someone?
For what amount of time?
Like the first 2 years that you're dating.
Are they like deployed and like serving our country valiantly?
They work at Jiffy Auto Lube.
As a government contractor? Nope. Okay.
Not even as a mechanic either. They're the front desk person.
And then they're just far away from me?
Yep.
And I don't live in the same city as them?
No, I'm asking what's the distance, like in miles, how far away would they have to be?
Why can't they just drive home from the Jiffy Lube and live with me?
I'm asking what distance from their house to your house. Oh, you have to live with them.
I think if we lived over 2 hours away.
Oh, yeah.
I'd be like.
That's long distance, yeah.
This isn't going to work.
I would think I would do 45 minutes. It's my longest.
That's insane. That's just a girl who lives across town.
Yeah, that's a girl who lives in the next neighborhood, like in LA. You know what I mean? Which is like a city that like I run. You know what I mean? Like I've never been, but like if I go there, like I'd probably run that city. You know what I mean?
I can't with him. You've never even been to that state.
No, I haven't.
So then you can't say that. You can only say it.
I just feel good vibes about it. You know what I mean?
About LA? I think you're the only person.
I feel like I could walk around and be like, I run this bitch. And make fun of tourists and stuff. You know what city I could not run though? Salt Lake City.
Why?
I don't know. Give me a glass of water. Too salty.
Nah. I'm so done. Make them stop.
What time did we get up this morning? It was early.
Like 6?
Yeah. We just got off our flight.
Like
literally an hour and a half.
20 minutes before we got started?
Yeah.
That was a terrible landing. And I feel like people are like, how was your flight? And you're like, it was a little, you know. But like, you fly planes.
Yeah.
You fly planes.
Dude. The flight from Atlanta to Gainesville, they fly a 717. Let's pull it up. Boeing 717.
No, it was this. I thought it was 767.
No, 767 was from. That's a big one.
Oh, okay. That I thought you were saying to
New York.
Okay.
Back from New York. But it's like one of the smallest planes they have in the Delta fleet. And so it's fully possible that that bad. It was a terrible landing. Unstabilized approach, too. But it was probably like one of that guy's first time landing that plane.
I felt part of my spinal cord sort of like, and just
We were like rocking the whole time down into the runway, and then we hit like the left wheel, came down on the right, and then slammed. Like it was like, I don't know. Poor buddy. Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty small inside. Not much to say about it. Pretty bad airplane. Can we see an exterior? But we flew on a 767.
This is not what I wanted.
All right, we got to stop the plane stuff, maybe. Stupid ass plane. I hate when they got dumb planes. You know what I mean? You're like, I'm paying fucking whatever. You're going to put me on.
You were paying nothing at that point. They paid you.
Yeah, fair, I guess. That's fair. Yeah.
Any more thoughts or feelings about that?
Just a dumb plane. I don't know.
Sorry.
We can move on from planes, I guess.
Sorry.
Google what? Dumb plane. That's like when you were a kid and you were looking at Xbox 720 videos where it's like it's gonna have 4 CD slots and you're like, whoa. You ever do that?
No.
Yeah. You ever like fall for like fake iPhone trailers?
You or Cam that fell for something AI the other day that made me.
Cam fell for the bunny rabbits jumping on the trampoline.
Oh, I thought it was kangaroos on a trampoline.
No, the bunnies were more plausible. That's why you fell for it. But it's the same video of like, I think I saw elephants doing it. I think I saw giraffes doing it. And you're like, okay, that one's AI, clearly. But the bunnies looks really good. I don't know.
How do you feel about AI?
I like it.
What's your favorite part about it?
I like that you can say, hey, you know, how many times did...
Hey.
This is how I talk to AI. Hey.
How you doing?
I just want to know.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Like, how many times do they say circle in the entire show of Big Bang Theory? List all the episodes where they say the word circle. And then there's like millions of machines going. And that'll do it for you. And then you go, thanks. And then you don't do anything with that information.
Thanks.
And you like pollute the earth. That's my favorite part.
Nice. I actually want to circle back to the airplane thing. We had a female captain going from JFK to Atlanta.
Yep.
And everyone was too excited about it. I was not.
They were excited about it. Audibly.
It was really, really, I feel like I'm like just telling Cameron. It was really annoying. I really didn't like the, like, just let her do her job. You know what I mean?
So what happened? Tell them what happened.
First of all, a woman went to train to be, what do you mean?
No, not how the woman got the job.
Okay.
There was a mom and yeah, she had this kid.
Like, not a kid.
It was a toddler. It was baby. Like a baby.
Like, it was like a 11, like 12-month-old baby.
Like it was like she was holding it like this.
And she walks up, or we see her leaving the cockpit, which I was like, pretty sure you're not allowed in there anymore.
Right.
But she's walking away from the cockpit, and she's like kind of saying to no one but everyone, she's like, yeah, I just had to show her that, you know, girls can do anything. And I wanted to show her that she could be a female pilot when she grows up. Which I thought, like, stop the sentence there, but she didn't. The whole sentence was, so she can be a female pilot when she grows up, and I can fly for free. I was like, how did this go from, like, empowering feminist moment
meanwhile,
to...
Meanwhile, there's an 8-month-old
you being a greedy
herself.
Bitch.
This was that little girl seeing the pilots for the first time. Shardy can't even look around. Shardy couldn't even look around from whichever direction she wanted to. You know what I mean?
I just didn't. I didn't. Oh, sorry, I'm flustered. I didn't like Also, that the woman holding the girl child called our captain a female pilot.
Right.
Let her be a pilot. I don't know. That really got to me.
This that is my impression of feminists. We can cut that. I did an impression, didn't like it, so we cut it. That's all. That's enough of that.
Try it again, but different.
Okay. This is my impression of female feminists.
Female feminists?
I don't know.
There are male feminists, non-binary.
Yeah. Here's
feminists.
My impression of female feminists. Sure.
Oh, go ahead.
I think women should be equal.
To each other?
That's how they look.
Just equality.
I think women and men should be equal. Can't do it out loud. Do my face. Do the face I'm trying to do.
I can't.
I think you can do it.
Do it again.
Okay.
Why are you crying? You're crazy.
I don't know
crying.
Why that's so funny to me. I think men and women should be treated equal.
I can't do it.
This is pretty good. All right. We got to get off that. I'm going to cry.
Okay. Ugh. I was really happy she didn't kill us, though.
No, that was great. Great time.
Not just because, like, you know, but I was nervous. I was so scared, like, that the some of the people who were coming around to being like, nah, women can do things would be like, and we fucking crashed. Mm-hmm. Thanks a lot. But yeah, I'm not going to lie, though. I was pretty excited when I did get to catch a glimpse of her. That was a big burly bitch.
Oh, so doesn't even count at that point?
No, I'm just saying, like, she could handle it. Like, I feel a sense of comfort when I see, like...
Yeah, okay.
Lesbians who probably have the nickname Meat.
I think that's all you. What are you talking about, like, the physical... What about the size gives you a more comfort?
I mean, I think that's true. I think it transcends, like... gender expression. There's something comforting about
a big person,
person that you're like, they'd snap my arm if we arm wrestled, and I'm feeling good about it. Like, I feel safe.
Interesting.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I want the person doing the thing.
What if your surgeon was one of those? Like, you know, some people don't like female doctors.
How do you feel about that?
Oh, they're fine. I don't. They went to the same school. I don't know. Hey, you know what? I think men and women should be equal. How do you feel about a big lady being your surgeon? Like, what if she has big fingers? I don't know what they needed the fingers for, but like,
if I have
some delicate stuff in there.
If I am going into orthopedic surgery, mm-hmm. bones.
Yep. Oh, bones. I'm talking about brain surgery. I'm talking about like something.
Brain surgery, you don't even, it's like a lot of it now is.
Is it robots?
Like
now?
Computers and AI. Yeah, it's like. Nintendo Switch to get in your, you know,
yeah,
brain stuff.
It's like AI nowadays where you go like, hey scalpel, how many times are people named hey scalpel, how many times are people named Mike? And then it tells you the answer and then you go, thanks.
How many times are people named Mike? I don't like that one.
This is another thing you can do with AI.
Wow.
What's another AI question?
No, I'm. Do you not? Do you not feel like if there's like a task at hand?
Yeah.
And you see the person doing it is like, they can handle it. How many times? Wait.
Wow. 3.83.
He's not Mike. He's Michael B. No one calls him Mike.
No, I call him Mike because him and I are on first name basis because, like, we run.
How many times are people named Mike?
No, I see what you're saying about the people with big, like, bigger people, they feel more capable, right, in physical stuff.
Do you feel that way, though? Like, when
I do. Yes. If you want a bodyguard, you're going to get a big fella or a big lady, right? But, like I said, if they're doing something like origami and a and
so
a
something
person,
delicate
and a big person comes up, I'm going to be like, all right, what do we, you know what I mean?
Maybe.
You know, different strokes for different folks.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I say. New cool thing I'm doing.
Do you think there's any jobs women shouldn't have?
male cop.
Specifically male cop.
Yeah. Women should not be male cops.
Fair. Hot take, but fair.
Remember you said you wanted to be a male cop?
No, yeah.
You know, a callback?
That's a callback. Cornerstone of comedy.
Let's rewind it. You show the, rewind the clip.
Please don't.
Boy cop.
I'm gonna.
You're gonna?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, how do you feel?
A little sweaty.
A little sweaty?
Mm-hmm. A little sweaty.
It's like cool in here.
Is it really? We got like 7 different things.
You think it's because you were laughing so hard and you started crying and it made you sweat?
Maybe I shouldn't have laughed that hard. I don't know. I'm embarrassed about it.
I liked it.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. It was good. What time are we at?
52.
Okay.
You wanna do another classic original segment?
Sure. What is it?
Can you go to...
I think we should do... Just kidding. I just wanted to jump in and pretend like I had something. Okay. Go ahead.
Can you go to r/AmITheAsshole?
No.
You don't want to do an original segment?
I think you should come up with... I think this is what we should do.
We should come up with...
Because people do that all the time, that am I the asshole thing, yeah. Right?
It's kind of a cop-out. I'm sorry. Don't do it.
I like... Dang, I
guess
convinced
I guess I was the asshole.
I guess...
Did you type an asshole in Pornhub came up?
What
are you looking at?
Don't. I can don't see tell us. I don't pull it up. I don't want to see it.
I think he's looking at poop.
You looking at poop?
He's looking at poop. Close it up. I can see it. Stop.
I can see the reflection of his... Oh.
That's awful. That's this is our new original segment.
Would you rather... Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Would you rather see what he just saw accidentally on the internet?
Yeah.
Or...
It wasn't an accident. He was scrolling. You're a freak.
Or... Be a dolphin trainer and you have to relieve urges for Peter, the dolphin. Like Hal Levat or Love It, however you say it.
Do I have to have sex with the dolphin or do I just have to jerk it off?
No, remember she, apparently the part that I read, it said that.
Yeah, she had to relieve the urges. But like I think eventually they got to the point where they were doing it.
That's gross.
So do I just have to jerk or do I have to do it?
Don't say, do I have to jerk?
I think, I don't know. If
I need you just to answer the question and we're going to.
I guess the right answer
we'll do a
is
couple
look
more.
At the poop, I guess. But I think it's not that big of a deal to like, if you're a scientist and it, I don't know. Cut that. I don't know. Don't fuck the dolphin, I guess.
Good answer. Okay, your turn.
Shit. I got one.
Okay.
Would you rather?
Mm-hmm.
Every time you flushed a toilet, it was super soft, and you couldn't tell. Like the handle was soft, and it was slow, and it was like opposite to the Atlanta Hotel toilet.
Okay. Oh, like the whoosh was slow, and like just like a.
Right. So like, and like you could watch.
Doesn't blast away the sharticles?
Exactly. Yep. So which is a bad thing.
Okay. Thank you for telling me.
Or would you have to, would you rather have to always be wearing a cowboy hat?
Unironically?
Yes. And when someone says, hey, why are you wearing that cowboy hat again? You cannot tell them that you have to wear it every day. It's like you have to pretend like it's a choice that you made.
And even during like the national anthem, at baseball games, I mean, they're like, take your caps
ooh,
off. I have to leave it on.
That sucks. Yeah, you do.
I
guess slow toilets then, right?
Slow toilets.
Yeah. You can't disrespect the troops publicly. I guess the question should have been, would you rather have a slow toilet or would you rather publicly disrespect the troops? Is really the question.
Yeah.
All right. Cameron has pulled up some for us that are better than my dumbass stupid.
Poop from a butt has its own subreddit that you looked up? Cameron. What do you mean? That's like mad specific.
Bro typed in poop from a butt.
What's fat squirrel hatred?
Okay, what's poop not from a butt?
If you have a fistula,
all right.
Okay, sorry.
Would you is this the one you want us to do?
I don't know.
Would you rather have a magic van that can teleport you anywhere you want and time travel anywhere you want, or a magic ring that when it touches a book, you absorb all of the knowledge inside? What book has that much knowledge for you?
Like an instruction manual? Or like...
Okay.
No?
What kind of instruction manual is the most? Ooh, if you had to live in a cage for the rest of your life, would you rather be... Oh, would you rather the bars be horizontal or vertical? Horizontal. You can climb on them a little bit, right? Hang from them like a bat? I don't know.
I'd want to know how far apart they're spaced. To your point, because like, what if I do want to decompress my spine a little bit? Can I like put my legs through it and hang? Or,
Put your legs through it.
You're a copycat. The first response is horizontal. I'd climb them like a ladder for fun.
I didn't read that.
That was almost bar for bar.
All right, cut that. I didn't say like a ladder or for fun.
Quit saying cut that.
Cut that.
I don't like these. I'm coming up on my own.
Yeah, these are two. All right, we're hating fat squirrels now. Look at this stupid fat fucking squirrel. Those aren't that fat.
I'm not. I like that one is in a diabetic coma. I don't like this.
He's drunk. Oh, no.
I feel like that squirrel's having a seizure.
Yeah,
can
that
I
guy
please?
Might not be. No, that's a fat squirrel. This is my favorite segment we've ever done. That was a fat squirrel. You see how fat that thing was? Okay, if you had to have a bodyguard, but it's a squirrel, would you rather have a fat squirrel or a skinny squirrel to be your bodyguard?
How tall is it?
Squirrel.
How rabid is a skinny one?
Not.
Oh, fat squirrel.
Okay. But it probably can't run as fast and scratch as fast.
But I think it might distract people and they're like, is that a fat squirrel? And then while they're distracted, I can run away.
That's true. That is true. There you have it, folks. There you have it. All right, cut that.
No.
How do we exit?
This has been the first episode of Toe Whip Comedy's See You Later. We appreciate you for watching it and hanging out with us, and we hope to see you again soon. See you later.
No, I got one. I got one. We both got to say, see you later. Like, see ya later. Like, together.
That's so corny. Cameron, you break the vote.
All right.
He's shaking his head no. Thank you.
See ya later. Oh, you're right. That's awful.
That is awful. Okay. That's Scott. I'm Allie. This has been See You Later. We've had a lot of fun with you. See you in a little bit.
Next week.
See you later. Huh?
Bye.
Bye.
Should we do another one? Should we just keep it going?
Yeah.
Should we
do another one. One more. We're only one more.
This is the See You Later podcast. That's been Allie. I've been Scott. See you next week.
See you next
week. All right.
Can't do it.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.